Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
There is no other song that truly captures the essence of this morning show better than Yakety Sax.
Yeah. It's the song that follows us as we walk around.
Everywhere. And if you don't hear it, it's in our heads. Like, it's absolutely in our heads. It is 100% in our heads constantly. Who even plays that? Is that like an actual band or is it just one guy?
I don't know. It's got to be like 1,000 years old. Yeah,
I don't
they
think
were probably playing that in 1820.
I don't think they had saxophones, but maybe they did. I'm not sure. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But yeah, can you imagine like the court jester in like King Louis the Fourth's castle? I mean, that'd be perfect.
Reminds me of the circus.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's what the show is. It's a it's just a circus. It's just a horrible, horrible circus. And we're the
is
clowns.
That a circus? A circus is still a thing.
They've really cut down on them. I mean, a lot of them, I believe, actually over like Russia, believe it or not, like they banned live animals at circuses. Like no more elephants, no more, because they were just like, well, we can't be having these, extinct animals there. So now it's all like 3D stuff.
A circus was a thing before the internet, because now that the internet's out and we all can understand what happens and what they're doing, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Now that people have information at the tip of their fingers, the circus people are like, maybe we should.
I was watching a documentary about the old, Barnells, whatever, that big one, the big one that everyone knows. And, like, they had there was a huge fire at their building in New York. And just them, when they would travel around by train, it was a massive deal. Like, it was huge. They would get people out there before and, put up all the posters and say, oh, coming soon, it's the circus. And, I mean, people would come from miles around to see. And they'd set up the circus. They'd do all this stuff. I mean, it was, of course, when you think about entertainment back then, that was one of the few things you had. Circus
it's
would
crazy.
Come in. Yeah. Yeah,
they'd have like the freak show. Remember, like the freak show. They have all like the tallest guy, and then the shortest guy, and then the Wolfman,
and the bearded lady.
The Siamese twins were one of them.
Yeah,
and you go in there and you look at them.
Yeah,
what? How awkward.
Step right up. Come see the amazing bearded lady.
Then you could go down to the next tent and get some medicine from a guy who is in a horse and carriage.
A medicine that had opium in it. Fantastic. Tell me, sir, are you feeling tired all the time? Well, here, try Dr. John's Magic Elixir. It's got cocaine in it. You'll never be tired again. Anyway, that's crazy.
I wonder if people are dying at like 40.
An elephant would get loose and trample half the town. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I digress. That was a weird little sidekick. Let's do rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Brandon Boyd of Incubus has spent his time in lockdown making a covers album. Boyd told NME that the songs, quote, are almost all written by women. I think maybe it's a voice thing. I think my voice is more in that range. It is what I'm trying to emulate most male singers. There are so many songs that I've loved to cover, but they're so complete on their own. Like, there's a certain Leonard Cohen song that I've always wanted to cover. There's a certain Jeff Buckley song that I've always wanted to cover. But those songs do not need my reinterpretation. Boyd adds that the cover album will definitely be out before a new Incubus album because, quote, it's almost done. It's not going to be as involved as the Incubus record, obviously, because it's by me, myself, mostly just playing an acoustic guitar with some accompanying keys and my voice. Boyd's last solo album was The Wild Trapeze in 2010. So it's been a decade since we've had any solo stuff from the Incubus frontman. Kiki would leave me tomorrow for Brandon Boyd.
She already once?
Just about. I've never seen a woman melt faster into goo than we got. So we were at the rock convention in Vegas, and they were like, well, hey, we're going to do a little, meet and greet, and you're going to hang out with Brandon, and we'd do some interviews and everything. It was like, oh, awesome, really cool. And then he did a little performance, and we got in there, and she was so nervous. She wanted to look cool, and Brandon complimented her shoes. And I swear to God, she just wrecked her underwear. Like, it was just like, all he said was nice shoes, lady. He didn't get down on his knee and say, marry me, Kiki. So, yeah, so I'd have a lot of competition if Brandon Boyne ever came calling for my wife. If he ever came to woo her, I don't think I'd win that battle.
This is another guy. Just another guy.
No, but he's poetic, and he has journals, and he writes things, and he sings. Yeah.
I laugh when people scream at people. Oh my God! It's like he's just another dude. Like he just got, you know, he can sing. He can play the guitar really well. He got a good break.
To be fair, I might put out for Brandon Boyd if he came and wooed me. To be honest.
But. Look at you googly-eyed couple over there.
Brandon's so
just
dreamy.
Starstruck.
I got his picture ripped out of the Teen Beat magazine and stuck in my locker. Right next to my JTT photo.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
These are my favorite. These are my hot guy friends.
Writing down 1,000 times in my notebook, Brock Boyd, Mrs. Brock Boyd. That's what I would do.
I think everybody has at least one, though.
Like, oh, for sure.
I think the starstruckness of celebrities has kind of dwindled in the past decade, maybe, because of the internet and social media and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I think there's always still one. Oh, like, who would yours be? You'd be Aaron Rodgers,
dude. I like to think that I'd keep it cool, calm, and collected. Like, there's this story about Aaron Rodgers, and we're getting way off topic here, but whatever. There's a story about Aaron Rodgers walking and talking with this lady and her son downtown Chicago. It was when he was injured. The Packers were playing the Bears, whatever. So she just happened to recognize him, and the boy, too. He was wearing a Bears jersey. Anyway. So here he is, and he's just, like, he was walking and talking with him, and I'm like, I would blow it. I would end up being like, oh, here, I love you. And he'd be like, all right, hey, thanks, let's take a picture.
Get away from me.
But instead, this lady, became friends with him, and, like, he walks down, like, multiple blocks of Chicago, and I would blow it. I would blow it, and I hate myself because of that. So I'm trying to kiss him the whole time.
Can I take a picture, Mr. Rogers?
Trying to hold his hand as we're walking down, you know, Napier Boulevard or Avenue. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1986, Rick Allen, the drummer for Def Leppard, played his first concert with the band since losing his left arm in a car accident. So I was reading up on that, man, and it's pretty crazy. Like, his arm was completely severed in the accident. Some people are like, oh, it got crushed. No. His arm, he got thrown from the car, and his arm was completely severed. There was a lady in a field near, like, at a house nearby. She comes by, ends up she gets the arm on ice. They reattach the arm, but an infection caused them to have to cut it back off.
God, dude,
it's nuts. Like, he was thrown from his car. He was with his girlfriend at the time.
So what he did, he rolled his car, and the car rolled over his arm as it flew out the window.
So apparently there's something happened with his safety harness, like whether he was wearing it or there was a malfunction. It says in the thing that there was a malfunction. Who knows? But he was passing a car, lost control, ended up flipping it. Yeah, he got thrown from the car, and I think it must have landed, or as it was rolling and he got thrown from it, it just right off.
So they say that a lot. There was a whole thing that Dale Earnhardt did. I told you a while back about is when your car rolls, like he says, you're supposed to grab the bottom of your steering wheel because gravity is going out. When you're rolling, your hands want to go out. You know, a lot of times if your window's open, your hand will go out of your window and your car will roll over your arm. And that's how people are losing their arms. So next time you flip that truck, bro.
Yeah, my arm will be out of my window because I'll be flipping someone off for driving poorly.
Right.
But I'll have it coming to me. That's I'll have it coming to me. So
that'd be funny. They find your arm and it's still
flipping it off. Yeah, officer.
I think
that's
what
mine.
He was doing.
Yeah, officer. That's my arm. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history. We'll be back. Oh, it's brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.